It's 8:38 at the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris here with Kelly Jackson. McGraw's off on vacation, and so is our friend David Stokes from the Show Me Institute. But his colleague, Joseph Miller, another policy analyst from the Show Me Institute, is here today. And I'm particularly interested in talking to Joe about something he witnessed in person last week, which was the ridiculousness that is a Metropolitan Taxicab Commission meeting. You went to this debacle last week, didn't you?
Yes, I was at this meeting.
Okay. Now, all we know, and Kelly and I talked about this at length the morning after, that the MTC right now has exactly one issue to decide, and that is whether Uber should be allowed to be licensed here in the St. Louis area. And there had been a lot of talk and a lot of buildup to this meeting last week. And at that meeting, they decided...
They decided nothing.
Nothing. They decided nothing. And there is the one job. You had one job, and you failed at that.
So, yeah, I mean, on the way to the meeting, I remember, because we were talking about it, I thought they were going to come to some sort of conclusion. It was on the docket for them to talk about what kind of regulations they were going to do. And, in fact, apparently there were some draft code changes that had been written. And they were supposed to talk on that, discuss it, and then vote on it. And I was hopeful that that would be basically the end of this, that I would walk out of that meeting and I could go back to the Show Me Institute and I could write that, hey, you know, we finally have Uber in St. Louis. Hooray. You know, we're no longer the largest metropolitan area without Uber.
Or maybe they would decide not to have Uber, but they'd have good reasons for that, which they would lay out at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong!
Yeah, wrong. Well, from start to finish, it was an extremely bizarre meeting. When we got there, there were some rumblings beforehand from some commissioners that things weren't all good. One commissioner actually walks up on stage, and you know the meeting's about to start, and he asks the other commissioners for a copy of the proposed code changes, saying he hadn't got them yet. So you have one commissioner who apparently just was not given any code changes, and how is he going to vote on code changes he hadn't seen? He's also one of the commissioners who was in favor of ride sharing, in favor of companies like Uber and Lyft coming into St. Louis. And there have been some very personal attacks amongst the commissioners, with him specifically. So
we should explain that some of the commissioners are owners of taxi cab companies, mm-hmm. and some are not. I'm gathering he is not an owner.
He was not. Okay. And it was an odd start, but things only got more odd from there.
Okay.
Because when the meeting starts up, they start basically talking about how they think they've been wronged by the public debate, and some of the commissioners thought it was something personal had been done against them, and you know they had said that they thought they were moving very quickly about this situation, even though we are the last city without cheap rides.
Hold on a second here, Joe. The Metropolitan Taxicab Commission believes that it is moving very quickly
mm-hmm.
on an issue that's been in front of them for a year.
They claim, not all of them, but some of them claim that they have only been looking at this issue for 2 months. I was at the commission meeting after Lyft tried to come in last year.
Last year.
So I don't know if they've maybe only officially been looking at it for 2 months, but I think we've all been dealing with it for
again,
over a year
you
now.
Are the Metropolitan Taxicab Commission. You have one issue, right?
I would hope, and this is one of the things, like, generally speaking, I think that some regulatory bodies are not as necessary as they once were. I think in the end, St. Louisans and not the Taxicab Commission should be able to decide whether or not they want to use Uber or Lyft.
Okay.
And I think that would be best. But I understand that some people believe that, yes, there's a place for regulatory commissions. But I also think that when you have these commissions, they have to be proactive. You can't just sit back and say, we're going to wait until somebody bangs down the doors.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to be a city that is an innovative city that's going to get the tech entrepreneurs that I hear, you know, policymakers say they want, we have to be the type of city that's being proactive, going out there and making the changes that make us competitive before we're forced to.
Okay, here's the way I can put it in terms that the taxi cab company owners on the commission could understand. If you're taking me on a drive that's supposed to take 20 minutes and it takes an hour and a half, you didn't get me there quickly, to use your own word. You don't know what quickly means. You should get behind the cabs of your own cars where quickly matters. And the passengers want to get things done quickly. The people who are waiting for an Uber or a decision one way or the other, even if it's no, get to that decision quickly. Don't take a year to make that decision.
And then there's also the issue that they still have two seats open on the taxi cab commission.
I think it's one seat.
Is it two? I thought it was two.
I think they're supposed to have nine, but right now they have eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
that could make a difference too.
So after this, where they haven't gotten the paperwork to one of their own. And they think they're working quickly when they're not. Then what happens?
Things got more bizarre because they said there's a lot of people there to talk. Some people for ride sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. Some people, you know, critical of them. But there's a lot of people who want to talk. And before we start the meeting, as we're starting it, the chair of the commission says we're going to cut public comments. We're going to keep them short, between 30 and 45 minutes, because he said we had 3.5 hours of public comment at our last taxicab commission meeting.
Okay.
I was at that last taxicab commission meeting. We didn't have more than 45 minutes, I would say,
okay,
of public comment.
Okay, so again, not understanding the concept of time.
Yes, it was a bizarre moment.
You know what we need? Yeah. You know what we need at the taxicab commission? A meter.
Yeah, they can clock the time, because, you know, and like there was media at that last meeting too, so like somebody can go and roll back the clock and actually count the time. But the whole meeting didn't last more than 2 hours, 2.5 hours, I don't think. So,
wow.
You know,
and was it all specifically talking about Uber and
I mean, so what happened at the meeting before this was they were like, okay, so we're just going to invite public comment for people to talk, but they actually ended up, you know, they spent most of their time grilling the Uber representative who was there. And then I think there was maybe a dozen people, including me, who spoke, who made a public comment. And then they ended the meeting. So it wasn't like, it was not 3.5 hours. I don't know how long it was.
They ended the meeting and then did nothing for a month and then came back for another meeting at which they continued to do nothing.
Yeah. And, you know, I had heard there were some things going on in the background that they were, because the sticking points, there's a couple sticking points about background checks and insurance, but yeah. You know, they were looking like they might move along, but unfortunately, it just didn't seem like they never got there.
So where does this go now?
Well,
as they continue to work quickly.
So the meeting absolutely broke down when the taxi cab commission, towards the end of the public comments, a representative from the mayor's office gets up and says, "The mayor's office has seen, like, you know, the sort of draft regulations, which." Beating one of their own commissioners has seen the draft.
Yeah.
And they think that, you know, they, and she said, you know, we want the taxicab commission commissioners, Uber representatives, and sort of, you know, the local policymakers from the city and county to like have closed negotiations. So don't vote on anything. So that's what she said. And after that, and basically the chair said, okay, so now they've told us they don't want us to vote on anything, so let's not vote on anything.
And
so,
we're good at that.
Yeah. And some wanted to vote, and some didn't. And
Did they vote on whether they were going to vote?
Well,
of course they didn't.
They voted on whether they wanted to vote. And they didn't vote on whether they wanted to vote.
No, they couldn't vote because that would count as voting.
Well, the chair actually, like, there was a motion.
I'm face-palming through this entire conversation.
The chair ended there was a motion to vote on voting, and the chair he wouldn't allow that motion to go forward.
Of course not.
So yeah, if you watch the news and you saw people storm out, people like
are being escorted out,
people getting escorted out. That happened when public comment got shut down after about 25 minutes, and a lot of it was handpicked. So like they'd be like, I want to call up this person, I want to call up this person, and they let very few people who wanted to talk, and that made some people pretty angry. And so when they shut down comment, that's when like all the hooping and hollering.
Wait a second, the public comment period, the commissioners got to choose who would speak?
Yeah,
that's the opposite of a public comment period.
Like they had a list, but they like moved backward and forward on it. Like, and there was kind of like some of the people they chose. It was kind of clear that they like, supported some of the taxicab commissioners.
Of course, they would choose people who followed their own agenda.
Not everyone, but it seemed like you know they had like a plan for how it was going to go. It was it almost felt more like a weirdly run press conference than a actual meeting.
All right, I've decided. Here's what's going to happen. I think Uber should just come to town and start going to work. Because who's going to tell them not to? The Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission? They can't vote on whether they should vote.
Well, Lyft did this last year. They just came in and started operating last year, and they found the taxi cab commission found the political will to start citing drivers, so
Shut
and filing
down.
An injunction. So they can figure out that much.
Mm-hmm. What happens next? When do they meet again to not do anything?
Well, apparently they're negotiating right now. So
they don't have a schedule of their next meeting?
Well, the next meeting will be next month. They have a meeting every month.
Okay.
So I'm not sure when the next meeting will be, but it will be somewhere in mid-August or in late August.
Okay.
It'll be this month.
And that's when the Uber question will be resolved, right, Joe?
I hope so. I thought it was going to be resolved.
You can say no. It's okay. We all know the answer is no.
You know, there's so much pressure building up on them. We are the largest metropolitan area without cheap ride sharing. The people who go other places and use these services, they like them. It's pretty much agreed upon by people who go to other places that this is safe. It's popular. People want to use them. And I think the pressure is just mounting ever greater. And something's got to give.
Okay. I think it's important for me, again, to say I have no horse in this race whatsoever. I have never used a ride-sharing service. And I think I've used a cab maybe 3 or 4 times from the airport in the 16 years that I've lived in St. Louis. So whether they get Uber here or not has no effect on me whatsoever. It's the incompetence of people who are in bureaucratic positions whose only job is to decide a simple issue. It shouldn't take more than 1 or 2 meetings. If it does, go off into a locked room, start the meter, and when that meter reaches a certain point or counts down to a certain point, we need your decision. That's it. Not month after month after month. It's absolutely ludicrous. Joe Miller is following this story as the transportation policy analyst at the Show Me Institute. Thanks so much for joining us here today.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's 8:50 now at the Big 550 KTRS.